The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church International and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. I hope everybody enjoy their Thanksgiving. And this year, Gary and Paula Nations hosted the Thanksgiving dinner. Thank you very much in obeying the Lord. Physically, I was not able to prepare anything. So this year, the Sasso household did not cook, but we still enjoyed the quiet time together. And thank you, team, for putting this Thanksgiving week together. Mac from Austin joined us in San Antonio, and Pinky from Odessa, Texas. And in spite of all the challenges, we enjoyed ourselves, okay? We heard instruction from the Lord, and everybody received instruction from God. With that, we are very grateful, okay? Now, the end gathering is almost here. Mark your calendar and register right away for the December 31st prophetic gathering. You must register for this event. Attire is formal, and there will be a $35 per person registration fee. All you need to do is to go to our website, sogmi.org, and click events. Again, it's sogmi.org. and click events. Seating is limited, and it will be wonderful if you can join us for this important event. We will then, as soon as you registered and paid, we will generate a confirmation and some type of receipt or a ticket for your guaranteed seating for this event, okay? Do you know that to celebrate the end of the year gathering is required for us Christians to celebrate as well, not just the Jewish people? The Jewish people calendar is different. Their end of the year, they celebrate the end of the year gathering the last week of September or first few days of October. With us, it's December 31st. So sometimes we do both. We celebrate both the end of the year according to the Jewish calendar and also our calendar, which is December 31st. Okay. So this is a required feast, based on Deuteronomy 23:16, Exodus 34:22. And keep in mind also, Jesus celebrated Passover with his disciples while he was here on earth. And he said, he instructed us, his disciples, that when we celebrate the Passover, we'll do it in remembrance of him because he became our Passover lamb. Okay? So the Jewish people are celebrating the Passover for their deliverance from slavery from Egypt, okay? We celebrate our Passover from deliverance from death to life because our Lord Jesus Christ becoming our Passover lamb. So it was mandated by the Lord Jesus, and we have been celebrating this end of the year prophetic gathering at Freedom Fellowship Church since its inception. Even before that, me and Mike always celebrate it while we're serving other ministry, okay? And now Philippines is going to celebrate it too, okay? Now, let us go back to this month, which is Christmas month. Every Christmas, most of us have Christmas wish list. We give it to our loved ones and we ask our loved ones to give us a list, their Christmas wish list, okay? And a lot of times, we even pray to God to give us or grant us our Christmas wish. We receive presents on our birthday, in which I did lots of presents, my last birthday. And we also receive presents when we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this year, or starting this year, let us do something different or special for our Lord Jesus, okay? Instead of him giving our Christmas wish list, why don't we ask him what he wants for Christmas in celebration of his birth as a son of man, and as a son of God, okay? We can ask through the Holy Spirit, what is the Lord Jesus wanting us to give him or to offer him for this Christmas? We at Freedom Fellowship Church already started in action. Before the end of the year, the prophetic gathering on December 31st, we are doing expansion and improvements to our facility. Okay, we added more chairs. We moved the kitchen to a bigger place. And hopefully, we'll be able to replace the carpet before December 31st. But it is our offering, our Christmas offering to our Lord Jesus, is to celebrate the end of the year gathering with an improved and prettier facility than before. Okay? So thank you, team, Freedom Fellowship team, for your generosity and for your service to our Lord Jesus Christ. God has sent me generous people and hardworking people to be in our ministry team. And also, for the past few months, I was in awe, and I'm still in awe of the revelation and the understanding the Holy Spirit is giving us by and through His Word. It is amazing. I'm learning a lot, and I'm still in awe on what God is uprooting and exposing and dealing with concerning the United States of America and other nations of the world. And I told the Lord, Lord, I said, there are so many revelations that I have not known before. But I said, help me to implement them and help me to share them to the body of Christ. And the Lord told me several days ago that these revelations that are being given to us as if for the first time, they are in the scriptures, for the first time that revelation to the body of Christ, because it is now the appointed time, the move of the Lord, it is now here. Okay? In Psalm 75, verses 2 and 3 says, you say, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge uprightly. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who holds its pillars firm. So if there's shaking that is taking place, earthquakes in diverse places, don't blame God. Because according to Psalm 75, verse 3, it is He who holds its pillars, the pillars of the earth, firm. Okay? The earth is not going to be destroyed through earthquakes, but we have to do our part to obey Him and to praise Him and to put our trust in Him. Okay? So don't blame God on the bad things that are happening, because only good things come from Him. Okay? In Daniel chapter 8, verse 19 says, He said, I am going to tell you what will happen later in the time of wrath, because the vision concerns the appointed time of the end. Okay, the Lord is revealing things to us before they manifest. Okay, He does not do anything on the face of the earth without revealing it first to His servants, the prophet. Okay, Amos chapter 3, verse 7. And at the same time, too, the Lord clearly told me that all these revelations and implementations that we're doing right now and that I am sharing with you and every opportunities that I have, it is because He is preparing us to receive our allotted inheritance. They begin to manifest. But of course, it all depends on how much we can handle and believe, and will benefit His people, not just for our own, okay? In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3 says, for the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. We are so excited for what God is doing. And every time I pray and spend time with the Lord, He gives me new revelation, understanding, and more instruction. It is amazing, and it is time for us to spring into action, and let us not delay our obedience, and let us continue to share the goodness of our God to others. Don't keep it to yourself, okay? In Romans chapter 9, verse 9, for it is how the promise was stated, At the appointed time, I will return and Sarah will have a son. God's appointed time is now for us to start receiving or manifesting our inheritance. Our inheritance, it can be drip by drip, it can be in big chunks. It's about our faithfulness and stewardship, okay? It all depends on us, our capacity to receive, to handle, and to manage, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. At the time, each will receive his praise from God. You know, I think I already shared it with you, but I will continue to share it until all of you will get it, okay? I was in severe pain. I have been for the past several months. But it didn't stop me, although it's very painful and difficult. I still went to the Philippines. I still went to Canada. I still went to Panama this year. What God directed me, I asked God, what shall I do on my part to manifest my full healing, okay, and deliverance from this pain? God directed me, and he hasn't changed. His prescription is to focus in strengthening my immune system and rest as much as I can, okay? I went into action, and I made major changes. And in my diet, I added more to strengthen my immune system, and I rested. And I've been trying to rest as often as I get. But several weeks ago, I was forced to take some painkillers regularly because of severe pain. The side effects of the medication is also serious, that I have to struggle and fight with all my might and continue to pray God as I take this medication, that there won't be any side effects, negative side effects. And one thing that helps me a lot, without them, I will not be able to sustain this struggle, is my children, my family, Mike. If he's at home when I'm in severe pain, my children will go and get their guitar, get into piano, and they will start thanking God and praising God for my healing. So we have our praise and worship services at the house sometimes twice a day, but every day we always have praise and worship and prayer time. They have been supportive of me throughout this ordeal. I think a few weeks ago, I was in severe pain that I thought I will not make it, okay? And I was asking God, I was praying God in a loud voice for additional instructions on how to manifest and get rid of this pain, okay? How to fully manifest my healing. I told God, Lord Jesus, you finish your work by healing me at the cross. I had been healed at the cross. But I am praying to the Holy Father in the name of Jesus through the leading of the Holy Spirit. What else do I need to do as far as on my part? Okay. And I told our Father, because this is the truth, and I want you to listen to this. I told Father God, you do not enjoy seeing me like this. It actually pains you in seeing me like this. So much pain. So I said, Holy Spirit, help me in what else I need to do, what else I need to say. And I continue and repeatedly confessing and professing that this pain, this ordeal is going to pass. He cannot stay, he cannot linger, because it is not from Father God. And my three children were in agreement with me. Through this pain, Father God opened my vision while I'm surrounded by my loved ones and praying in agreement, okay? I was translated in the spiritual realm and saw hundreds and thousands of God's people in the hospitals, in their sick beds, many of them alone, their family have abandoned them, have given up on them, and nobody's taking care of them. No prayers, and I felt their pain. And I felt our loving, holy God is grieving, seeing and hearing the cries and the pains and struggles of his people day and night. All of a sudden, I was in pain, but I did not feel my own pain any longer. I stopped crying, and I sat up and shared to my family what I saw and heard from the Lord. And I am sharing this with you now. This is what the Holy Father told me. Yes, Christina, my daughter, I am also in pain seeing you suffer and thousands of my people suffering. Because I told God, here I am, I'm surrounded by my loved ones, but what about those that are suffering alone? And God revealed it to me that even his people have been enslaved or captivated and victimized by our healthcare industry. Without us, his people realizing this, we allowed the healthcare industry take over in healing his people and not applying God's healing protocol and not applying and depending on God first and foremost concerning our healing. It became clear to me. Look at the hospitals, my dear brothers and sisters. We have Baptist hospitals, Methodist hospitals, Catholic hospitals. Hospitals were established by God's people, by ministers and ministries, as an extension of their outreach program to heal his people. Okay? It is a godly, the best and godly intention. But where are we right now? It became a money, a $1 trillion industry, but people, including the people of God, got sicker and sicker and suffering every day. We push God and his ways of doing things away from the medical industry. And there are no, only few people are getting healed in our healing services because we stop depending on God. We must depend on God first and foremost, but we subject ourselves to medical procedures, taking on medications without involving God in all of this, without asking God first. When we go to the doctors, because we know that these doctors who have studied for it can help us, they can heal us. We have faith on the medical institutions in this country. But the Bible is very clear. Put our faith in God first and foremost, okay? There is nothing wrong with the medical community and its original intentions, but now it is based on profit, okay? And there are many good doctors and nurses and practitioners out there who are also caught up and cannot move because of the limitations imposed by the healthcare industries, by the government, okay? So I send my three children, because they're all prophets, to go and drive to all the hospitals around San Antonio area and prophesy based on Jeremiah 1:10 to use their authority. Jeremiah 1:10 says, today I appoint you to be a prophet over nations and kingdoms, okay? Healthcare industry is a nation. Healthcare industry is a kingdom, okay? To uproot, to tear down, to overthrow, and to destroy any intent, plan, procedures, or ways of doing things that are not from God, and to build and to plant God's ways of doing things in our medical community, okay? First and foremost, you have to call those things that are not as though they were. We started calling forth and prophesying for medical doctors, Christian doctors, researchers, scientists, pharmacists, the medical equipment developers and inventors to be gathered by God to be moved by the Holy Spirit to establish a new healing centers all over the world, all over the country, and apply God's healing protocol in our medical community and incorporate new science and technology breathed and inspired by the Holy Spirit, okay? To incorporate the patient's spiritual being, diet, and yes, modern medicines and procedures, okay? And you hear some doctors who were diagnosed and were not given a chance to live, and they changed their protocol. They did not follow their own healing protocol concerning their conditions because they wanted to live. So that it is going to change now, okay? So we went and we continue to take into action, and we are sharing with you right now God's healing protocols, and we are taking that back. We're going to occupy the medical community center and bring it to the subjection to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to demolish the strongholds of many pharmaceutical companies and many doctors whose primary motive is money, okay? We will continue to demolish those strongholds, and we're going to see a turning around of our healthcare industry. Amen. Okay. Because for many generations now, spiritual leaders, God's people, were deceived. They deceived themselves by their own ambitions, and they continue to deceive others that we can serve God's people and serve God better by preaching, by growing our congregation. And before we knew it, we focus on ourselves and our ministry instead of God's people and giving glory to God. So we are learning more and more about this every day. So we are making drastic changes. Every week, every Friday night, me and the ministry team gather together and pray for the sick. And we continue to thank God for the full manifestations of everyone's healing. And we are also going to use this radio and any other available means to call out sickness and disease. And we will going to spend time with that, okay? So now, if you are one of those suffering, bedridden, do not lose hope. We are praying and standing with you. We may not know you, we may not meet each other, but the Holy Spirit knows you by name. Love never fails, and God is love. It is the will of God that you will be in good health. If you do not have the faith to believe, that is okay. I can combine my faith with you, and I'm going to catch you in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit knows what needs to be done concerning you, okay? Your expression of gratitude when your healing is manifest is to pray for the healing of others, all right? Okay, so I'm running out of time. Let me pray for you. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of death and I loosen forth life to my brothers and sisters all across the state of Texas and all across the world in the name of Jesus. I bind sickness and disease. Cancer, you have a name. You will bow down in the name of Jesus. Diabetes will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And I call forth for the strengthening of your immune system, for the procedures that you elect to undergo or the medication. I prophesy in the mighty name of Jesus that those will be successful and effective with no side effects. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command your internal organs. You will function the way God created you to function in the mighty name of Jesus. I release forth joy, a breakthrough, deliverance, reconciliation with your loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that my brothers and sisters are now tasting that you are so good, and it is your perfect will that they will be in good health, even as their soul prospers. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. I'm running out of time. Don't forget to register for the Prophetic Gathering of the Saints, December 31st at 7 p.m. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click events. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.